www.WTFM.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The city of Bryan has announced receiving nearly $4 million in grants from the Texas Department of Transportation. That will be combined with more than $1.5 million from city sources for two projects that could be under construction as early as the end of next year. One is the first phase of a hike and bike path along South College from Hensel Park to Brookside, a bike lane along Cavett from Brookside to Villa Maria, and sidewalks along College from Brookside to Villa Maria. The second project is installing streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road. For the next year, Bryan residents and business people are invited to participate in the process of determining the city's future development plans. An online survey has been created as part of the data being collected by consultants for the city. The project manager, Wendy Chabay, sees two key things happening in Bryan over the next 25 years. One is addressing growth outside Bryan's current city limits. She says that has to be balanced with improvements inside the city limits.
And it's building your existing neighborhoods. It's building your existing corridors. It's revitalization within your existing core.
The consultant was hired to create three plans. In addition to Bryan's overall development, there will be a master plan for city parks, and there will be a subplan for the area around Blinn College's new West Campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road.
Typically, that's a component that comes after the comp plan, but because that's on such a time constraint, I mean, they're looking to open their first building in 2017.
A link to an online survey is on our website at WTAW.com. There's a new leader of the St. Joseph Health System. Parent company Catholic Health Initiatives has announced Rick Napper as St. Joseph's Market President. Napper will oversee the system's five hospitals, two long-term care facilities, and more than 20 clinics, and 100 employed providers. Napper, who starts November 2nd, moves to Bryan from CHI's hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Saturday marks the third Texas A&M home football game of the season. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says enforcement will continue for those who park illegally, with an emphasis continuing in residential neighborhoods.
Code enforcement is out walking south side and keeping people off of the yards. And when they talk to the people who live at the house and saying that, you know, it's against code to have cars parked in the yard, they've been very amenable to that, and there hasn't been pushback.
The mayor says the new location of the Get to the Grid shuttle bus between Momentum Plaza and Kyle Field has been going well. Texas A&M officials have signed a license agreement with the Turf Grass Producers of Texas for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says Tamstar was tested at seven locations.
It has shown superior drought tolerance, and that's important. It's highly resistant to gray leaf spot and St. Augustine decline, two devastating diseases to St. Augustine.
Tamstar, which was rated the top performer in a five-state evaluation program, will be available starting next spring. As expected, Congress kept the federal government in business for another 2.5 months. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House version of a continuing resolution included a few conditions.
We're going to vote on something today called an enrollment correction that says, okay, we approve the CR, but we approve it with the following things in as part of it. Stopping the Iranian deal, or stopping the lifting of the sanctions against Iran, stopping funding for abortion, and a couple of other policy riders. And that'll go back to the Senate, and we'll see what happens then.
The continuing resolution is proposed to fund the government through December 11th. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for the weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and much more.
Cooling trend in our forecast as high pressure continues to push cooler air down from the north. Lots of sunshine today. It'll be 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy and more comfortable tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine along with temperatures between 80 and 85. It should be clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Sunny and 80 to 85 during the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:09. It's 8:09, and it's Thursday. It means we talked to the folks from the City of Bryan. Gene is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Great. What you got for us?
Well, I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow is First Friday in downtown Bryan, and not only is it First Friday, it is the 10th anniversary of First Friday.
So it's Football Friday, Friday, and the 10th anniversary.
Exactly. And Football Friday is really just like First Friday, but it's the Friday before every home football game. And tomorrow night will be great. There'll be a proclamation from the mayor's office at 6 p.m. in front of the Parker Aston Arts Center and Frame Gallery. There'll be live music at 8 o'clock at the Palace. And there are so many wonderful opportunities and things going on. Free cupcakes, free T-shirts, free lemonade. So head on out to downtown Bryan Friday night.
Okay.
And then also just a reminder about the free parking shuttle from downtown Bryan Saturday for the game, 3 hours before the game, 1 hour after the game. You can park for free in any of the 1,000 surface lots, or you can pay to park in the parking garage, but it's a free shuttle to and from the game. And come early, go shop, go eat in downtown Bryan, get on down to the game, enjoy it, and then come back and celebrate after.
All right, sounds like a deal. And you brought a guest with you today.
I sure did, Scott. I don't like to come empty-handed. So yeah. Today I brought David Worley from BTU.
Good. David, how are you?
Fine, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Pull that mic right up there closer to you. There you go. You can pull it out. Yeah.
Good to see you today.
That's it. Hey, so what brings you in today? Anything special going on in the world of power?
Well, we actually do. We have a reception going on next week on October 7th at 5:30 at the BTU offices on between 28th and 29th there behind the City Hall. And we are celebrating Public Power Week, so... you know, BTU is a public power entity, so we like to occasionally draw some interest in that and show people that we are different. We have cost of service rates. We've been around for 100 years, and we intend to be around another 100 years or so. And so we are receiving a proclamation that will be received by us by Art Hughes, our mayor pro tem. And then we will just talk for a minute, and we'll eat some cake and drink some punch and visit with each other.
Heck so. Yeah. Are there more power public power companies being developed, or we got about all we're ever going to have?
There are a very few. Right now, Boulder, Colorado is trying to, the city's trying to buy their system from XL Energy. There's about 2,000 in the United States, about 72 in Texas. BTU is the fourth largest of those. Most of them don't own their own generation, so you know we have our own generation, and that helps serve our customers well in controlling the market prices and making sure that we can mitigate the risk out on the wholesale market. And then we have our own transmission and distribution system, so we're what's referred to as vertically integrated. We've got all the pieces and parts.
Well, like anything else, you're a company that has a board of directors. You have revenue projections. You have all the things that you need to do, expenses and stuff. We're on our second milder summer. Last year, we didn't even have it over 100 degrees, just a few this year. What does that mean for you? Is that, I don't know, air quotes good, air quotes bad? How does it change the picture of your finances?
Well, you know, when we put revenue projections together for budget, we use what we consider normal weather. So these years are challenging for us because they aren't normal, so we really don't have the sales that we typically project. That being said, there's a little buffer built in there, so we expect sometimes that the weather's going to do what the weather wants to do. Our main goal is to make sure we have enough capacity to serve our load when it is really, really hot or really, really cold. The other times are just part of the game that we play. And, you know, the fact that we're subject to those price swings out on the market keeps our customers from bearing that risk.
So, but was it overall pretty mild across the state, so there wasn't a market for even selling?
Yeah, very much. They had more hot weather up in North Texas and West Texas than we did. We're kind of in that sweet spot in the state, being in Central Texas, where, you know, as you said, summer before last, we didn't go over 100. But then, you know, back in 2011, that was kind of the day we all remember, the year, because it was extremely hot for that summer.
Sure. What's the future now? Because I believe the Utility Commission is going to end up finally tripling the highest hourly rate. Is that right, from what it was just a few years ago?
Yes, they actually, that's called the market cap.
Yeah.
When the market opened in 2002, that started out at $999, and that's on its way to $9,000. So what that means is, in very short periods of time, when there is scarcity in the market, that price can go up to that amount. That's generally when it does happen. It's for a 15-minute period. It's not a long time. But the thought is that that makes people build additional generation in the market, and so that's why that market cap is like that. Again, BTU has to pay those prices during the times that happens. Now, if we're selling into the market, we can get paid those prices. And so having that wholesale operation that BTU has actually is a very good thing, because it keeps our customers' fuel rate low.
Sure. Now, obviously, we're all, I don't know if we're suffering. I filled up yesterday and kind of enjoyed those prices. But natural gas prices are low. What does that do as far as impacting what your revenue is going to be?
Yeah, our natural gas is as low as it's been in many, many years. You know, I've been in a business about 35 years, and I can remember it being $1.80 per therm, and I can remember it being $17 per therm. So natural gas can really swing around. And that's one of the things we've enjoyed with having the portion of the coal plant that we have out at Gibbons Creek in Carlos. Coal is a very stable price, and so that mitigates a lot of our risk when they get natural gas can move around. So right now it's really low. That's, like you said, I'm the same way. I enjoy it at the gas pump, and it is keeping our fuel rate low. So we'll just enjoy it while we can. We still are getting quite a lot of sales from oil wells that were drilled over the last couple of years out in the rural areas, and so that hasn't entirely gone away, but it has slowed down for us on the construction side.
David Worley joining us from BTU. Wind power in Texas, is that right? Do we generate more in Texas than any other state? Is that right?
You know, we're just that's probably by virtue of being the biggest state. We just have a lot of it, and it's really been built out. I guess they started in the late 90s, and we have quite a lot.
Is that a going concern right now? Is that working? The numbers work there?
BTU buys some power from wind plants. The ones that we buy power from are in South Texas, where the wind blows on hot summer afternoons. A lot of parts of the state, you get the wind blowing, like in the Panhandle and far west Trans-Pecos, Texas. You get more power at night, which we don't really need it at night. And so we do get some wind output, but it's from South Texas. At some point, they're going to get to where you really can't build a whole lot more, because you don't want a huge percentage of wind coming in, because it can kind of tip the system. You have to have reserve units running to make sure that if the wind doesn't blow when they expected it to blow, that you can still bring on some gas plants and follow that load.
Sure. Let's talk about, I guess, what is it, about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, we found out we had cracks in the dam out of Lake Bryan. How are we progressing on that, and what's the schedule on it?
Yeah, that's been a busy project for us. We, you know, have a very large earthen dam out there. It's about 17,000 feet total. We had a crack that we noticed, a very small crack initially. Our staff did a great job of recognizing that it looked a little dissimilar from a normal surface crack. We contacted the TCEQ and our engineers, and we've been out there ever since. And at this point, we're still really in the exploratory stage. The first thing you do, you know, it looks like a big grassy hill, but there's a lot of science behind a dam. So this is a earthen dam. It's made of clay, basically. And so crack was forming, no water leakage. We're in the lowest, we're just in watch condition, so that's kind of the lowest condition that we have. But what we did is went out there and kind of braced it up to make sure, until we know how deep the crack goes, we needed to brace that up. This was all at our engineer's design, and the TCEQ agreed that we've handled it appropriately. And so now we're at the stage where we're drilling holes and testing it, see exactly why did it crack, you know, 40 years after it's been used, and then what we need to do to fix it.
So, was there a life expectancy, and did it not make that, or should cracks be showing up based on these dry conditions?
Right now, in talking to all the engineers who know, nobody really has a good idea. But as far as, you know, we had a really dry year in 2011, really wet spring. That may or may not have had anything to do with it. You know, when they just kind of scratch their heads and say, we don't know at this point. We do know we feel like we have it stabilized and we're good. We just have to find out now what we need to do to fix it.
Sure. For all of us oldsters, the Atkins power plant here forever over there on Fountain, turning that off is, there's a little bit more to taking that offline than just turning it off, isn't there?
Yeah, we've, you know, Atkins plant has actually been mothballed for about 10 years, except for one unit, Atkins 7, which is a combustion turbine. And so the old units, which were, you know, 1 through 6, so those are all been taken out, taken down. We actually were paid money for a salvage value of it for from a company to take it down. There was a bid process that we went through, and the winning company has been doing a good job taking it down. We still probably have about another year to go before that thing's down to the ground and everything's cleaned up. And then we'll use that property later on probably for more transmission service substation area. But that's definitely something that needed to be done. It was just we weren't going to be able to use those older units. Atkins 7 is still a usable unit, so we'll leave it on.
Got it. David Worley here this morning. Okay, once again, let's remind them when your celebration is.
Yes, come see us if you can, October 7th at 5:30 at the BTU offices. And there's not going to be a whole lot of speech making, so just come on down and visit, and we'll get a chance to visit with everybody and have some cake and talk about the utility business.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning. We visit with folks in the city of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Initial jobless claims rose by 10,000 in the latest week, but the level continues to indicate the economy is adding jobs. The four-week average, which evens out weekly ups and downs, fell by 1,000. 5 years after the merger that created United Continental Holdings, newly installed CEO Oscar Munoz has come to a stark conclusion. The marriage is in trouble. In his first interview since taking the helm 3 weeks ago, after the abrupt ouster of Jeff Smyzik, Munoz acknowledged to the Wall Street Journal that the 2010 merger had been poorly managed. In a world flush with free information, some young people are still willing to shell out for news they read. A new poll shows 40% of adults aged 18 to 34 pay for at least some of the news they read, whether it's a print newspaper, a digital news app, or an email newsletter. Another 13% don't pay themselves, but rely on someone else's subscription. On Wall Street, futures pointing to modest gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the doorbell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. And I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Parents, what price would you pay not to have a sick kid this school season? What would it be worth to you not to have to miss work with a sick kid, take him to the doctor, or pay for prescription medicine? Even a cold can put a dent in the pocketbook, not to mention how rotten the poor kids feel. Well, Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company might be just the ticket to saving you some real money and grief this year. Activate Kids Immune Booster has been specifically formulated to boost your child's immune system so they can fight off those nasty school colds, flu, and strep infections before they get a hold on your kid. It's safe and effective, and it sure costs a lot less than going to the doctor or missing work. Give them Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company. Just go to www.activateproducts.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. Now, I don't know what it is, but there's something not quite right yet. Now, those were pretty much the words of Herald's editor at the Chicago Tribune. The man was looking at the latest creation that Harold Gray had come up with. For the most part, the editor thought it was pretty good, except for that thing. What thing? Well, that was the part he couldn't quite put his finger on. Harold was a lettering man. Now, if you're not familiar with that, it's the guy who used to put the lettering used in a cartoon for the character speech. Harold was pretty darn good at it, but he really wanted to be a full-fledged cartoonist, and he had come up with what he thought was a great little character for his strip called Otto. Harold didn't have any formal training as a cartoonist. He was basically a farm boy from Kankakee, Illinois. He did a stint in the Army and made it to lieutenant before he decided to try his hand in the newspaper business. But the Army didn't do much to get him ready for newspaper life, so the only job he could find at the time was lettering man. That meant the only training he had was his apprenticeship at the Trib. But he was fairly sure that he had something pretty good with his little creation of Otto, and it appeared that his editor thought so too. Except for that one thing he couldn't quite put his finger on. Little Otto hit the paper, and readers started picking up on the little guy's antics. The strip was slowly gaining an audience in Chicago, but both Harold and his editor knew that Otto had just not developed fully as yet. Harold just kept working it and working it, and then one day his editor suddenly rushed into Harold's little cubicle and said he had it. He knew what was wrong, and he was right. Harold made the small adjustment, and things started to happen. Within months, his cartoon creation was syndicated in hundreds of newspapers all over America. In the next 45 years, it made Harold a millionaire several times over. So, if it was so popular, how come you never heard of it? Oh, you have. Once Harold made that small adjustment that his editor had suggested, it became one of the most popular cartoon syndications of all time. Then, made into a Broadway show, eventually a movie. It's a little-known fact that the one-time struggling cartoon strip that eventually made all the papers needed a gender change. That's what the editor figured out. Otto was just too feminine. So that's how Little Orphan Otto became Little Orphan Annie.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M and Mississippi State at Kyle Field Saturday night. 6:30 is kick time, 5:30 broadcast on this radio station. Mississippi State will come in with a 3-1 record. Their only loss at home to LSU, 21-19. Most recent outing at Auburn, that was on Saturday. They won that one 17-9. They're led at quarterback by Dak Prescott. He's a good one. He is completing 66.9% of his passes for 1,069 yards. He has thrown for 7 touchdowns. He will run a little bit, 30 attempts for the year and 121 total yards on the season. Again, the Aggies and Mississippi State, Kyle Field, Saturday night. Kick time, 6:30. We broadcast the action on this station at 5:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Fall Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Fall Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here with the nightmare before Christmas. There's a real scare in the air this year at the Federal Aviation Administration. Christmas projections are out, and the best estimate is that this Christmas alone, 1 million new drones of all shapes and sizes will be under America's Christmas trees and immediately take to the skies. The past 12 months have brought its share of drone stories. Drunken federal employees crashing one on the White House lawn in the middle of the night. Nutball hillbillies shooting them out of the sky with shotguns. Bad crazy troublemakers interfering with firefighters and buzzing around airports and commercial aircraft. Of course, most UAV owners act very responsibly, but the damage is done. The public is frightened. Government officials are terrified. The FAA is dispatching specialists to Walmart and other big retailers to train salespeople how to tell drone buyers to behave with these things. Enjoy this while you can. But the handwriting's on the wall. Drone licensing is coming. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this. No ink cartridges. Instead, Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank. Loaded from the factory, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes fully loaded and ready to print with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's
It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The process of how the city of Bryan will address development of residential, commercial, industrial, and recreational areas over the next 25 years is underway. Consultants hired by the city council have started meeting with several groups. Project manager Wendy Chabay invites residents and business people to complete an online survey.
There's some, multiple choice top questions on that where people can tell us what they think, but then there's also some open-ended questions as well where they can give us some feedback.
The comprehensive plan takes into account Blinn College's new West Campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road.
There's a lot of that area is undeveloped over there, and so we're looking more specifically at that area, what it could be in more detail.
The city's planning administrator, Martin Zimmerman, says a new master parks plan will allow them to apply for matching state grants.
That's one of the things that we've not been able to do because our plan expired so long ago. And so that's a very exciting component there. There's a lot of matching grant opportunities for parks, amenities, trails, whatever it may be.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the Bryan online survey. The City of Bryan and the Texas Department of Transportation will spend a combined $5.3 million on two projects. The city has announced receiving two TxDOT grants. One will install streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road, which was sought to benefit pedestrians and bicyclists using miles of sidewalks. The other project builds sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Brookside, add a bicycle lane on Cavett from Villa Maria to Brookside, and build a 12-foot hike and bike path along College from Brookside to Hensel Park. City officials say construction could start by the end of next year. The combined total of TxDOT money is $3.7 million, while the city is picking up the $1.6 million cost for designing both projects. Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System has a new chief executive. Rick Knapper starts November 2nd as market manager for the system's five hospitals, two long-term care facilities, more than 20 clinics, and 100 employed providers. Knapper moves here from Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he was the chief operating officer for the local Catholic Health Initiative's healthcare system. CHI purchased St. Joseph's last November. If you purchase an all-terrain vehicle or another gas-powered product from Tractor Supply Company between 2006 and 2009, it could be failing federal clean air requirements. TSC has reached a settlement with the EPA and the Justice Department, where it pays a fine of $775,000. Officials determined 28,000 off-road vehicles, motorcycles, and small engines were imported from China using EPA certificates for less polluting models. The Turfgrass Producers of Texas have signed a license agreement with Texas A&M for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. Tamstar was the leading performer in its five-state evaluation program with high drought tolerance and disease resistance. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says nature has slowed the release process.
Originally, they were going to release it, this fall, but because we had such a wet year, probably not going to have any until next spring.
The turfgrass producers hold the rights to the grass in Texas and will sublicense it to the members of the St. Augustine Research Group at A&M. Texas A&M football's SEC home opener this Saturday means additional traffic in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the new location of the Get to the Grid shuttle bus running between Momentum Plaza and Kyle Field has been well received at the first two home games.
Well, I think it's been well advertised that Momentum Bank is now the place to park as opposed to the mall, and people have been doing that, and the bus shuttle service is working well. And we haven't had problems leaving the stadium, but they've been blowouts. And so if this is a game that goes to the end, we'll really test the system.
The mayor says city staff will continue to enforce illegal parking off campus, particularly in residential neighborhoods where vehicles are not allowed in yards. Federal investigators say three people safely parachuted from a skydiving school aircraft before the single-engine plane crashed in Texas, killing the pilot. The National Transportation Safety Board says a preliminary investigative report on Sunday's crash should be available later this month. NTSB spokesman Tim Sorensen said yesterday that authorities plan to interview the skydivers. The Texas Department of Public Safety says pilot Christopher Lyons of Lexington died in the crash. DPS says the Cessna 182A operated by Austin Skydiving Center in Lexington stalled before going down. At Stephen F. Austin State University, a professor and interim department chairman was arrested, then suspended, in order to stay off campus following charges of possessing child pornography on a work computer.
The university says they called police after finding child porn images on a server used by the business college. Now, Dr. Michael Stroop is charged with possessing child pornography, but the university says there's no evidence the illegal images involve students. Dr. Stroop also served as the interim chairman of the Department of Economics and Finance. Now he's suspended without pay until the investigation is done. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
On the last day of the federal government's fiscal year, Congress scrambled again to approve another continuing resolution. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House had to overcome roadblocks created by the Senate.
We don't like using this procedural tool, but the Senate sometimes doesn't give you any option. I mean, they voted on this thing yesterday and didn't even give us the courtesy of sending it to us last night. We don't get it until this morning. So we've got between the time we get it this morning and midnight.
Another vote from Flores yesterday was legislation requiring victims of terrorism supported by the Iranians to be paid before the president can remove economic sanctions.
Iranians have been supporting Hamas and Hezbollah for decades. And those organizations have killed dozens of Americans. And there are $43 billion in judgments against the Iranians for their support of these terrorist activities that haven't been paid. And so what this bill says is that the president cannot lift the sanctions against Iran, the economic sanctions, until such time as those judgments have been satisfied.
Flores says more information is available on his Facebook and Twitter accounts. WTAW News Time, approaching 8:40. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
It's out of Texas Reds over the weekend. Got to visit with the folks from Peach Creek Vineyards. They were there in the wine tent. They obviously take part in all those wine-type things that are associated with Texas Reds. So stop out and visit them. They're located south of town. This ought to be a great, great weekend, ideal weekend to be out there because it's going to start to cool down in the evenings. Ought to be really nice. Go out there and enjoy yourself, even in the afternoons with the north winds. Our high temperature on Saturday, go out there before the game, high temperature is going to be, I don't know, 82, 83, something like that. So give them go to their website and check out what they've got going on at peachcreekvineyards.com. You know, you bring a friend out, bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can get some snacks there. They're open Fridays from 1 until 5, Saturdays from noon until 6, and then Sundays from 1 to 5. But they do have a pavilion out there that you can use or rent. If you're part of the wine club, you can enjoy the discounts that are available there, too. And also, they are the Brazos Valley distributor for Lone Star Olive Ranch. That's Texas-grown and produced extra virgin olive oil. Lots of gift ideas for wine lovers in their gift shop, and, of course, their fine wines as well. So stop out and see them. Their expanded tasting room is complete and open. That's Peach Creek Vineyards. For more information, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro Mule FXT. Stop out and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
Cooling trend in our forecast as high pressure continues to push cooler air down from the north. Lots of sunshine today. It'll be 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy and more comfortable tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine along with temperatures between 80 and 85. It should be clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Sunny and 80 to 85 during the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's 8:43. I don't know if you've heard the. Oh, just by the way, Bravo Brazos Valley returns on Monday.
What hell?
We have somebody named Tim Turmanville.
Tommy Tuberville.
No,
the coach?
No, he's still coaching at Louisville.
Bob Melville.
No.
Okay.
Tom Turbyville. Oh, that's it. He'll
who?
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be starting. It'll play at about this time on 3 days a week.
Not so. That Tom Turbo.
That's the one. It starts. Oh.
Is he?
Monday.
Is he new?
No, new what? He doesn't know much. No. All right. Have you heard the story? Anyway, so we welcome Tom back.
Yay.
And that'll be Monday.
Indeed.
Yep. A Navy petty officer reportedly was too drunk to drive his car. Had to blow into the breathalyzer thing, you know, to crank the ignition. So he couldn't do that. He was too drunk. So looking around, he noticed a raccoon.
Ah, trash panda.
Yeah, go.
I love that.
That is good.
Trash panda.
I didn't come up with fart squirrel or trash panda, okay. But.
That's all right. That's a good one, though.
They exist.
I have to write that down on the list. Yeah. Next to bike-a-list.
Yeah. So noticed a raccoon going through some trash. Grabbed it, squeezed it, and it blew into the breathalyzer. Eventually, the car started. But after driving off, the raccoon woke up in the back seat where he'd been tossed.
You didn't mention that the raccoon passed out from being squeezed too hard.
Yeah, really?
It was passed out.
That's it. And it attacked the driver, causing him to crash into a fence and drive into a pool. Great story, but it's a hoax.
What?
It's a hoax.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I read that the other
day. San Diego Union Tribune. One of the public affairs officers at Camp Pendleton checked and said, I called police records, and while they were highly entertained, they did confirm that the story was an absolute hoax. The officer said the tip-off was the official incident number, which is not within the system of Cap Pendleton Police.
Uh-huh.
Dang. You hate when somebody goes in there and works that hard to find out whether the story's real or not. Don't you want to just kick back and enjoy that? I mean,
that was a fun one.
Too much fun.
I just didn't see how the trash panda was calm enough to squeeze and get
it
to breathe.
Really.
See, that was my first thought, too.
Yeah, I would agree. How do you put it? Oh, you're going to take its snout. You're going to open its snout? Because really want you
that's
to do
gonna
that.
Go well.
Yeah, reach your finger in there. Well, that'll be a good idea.
Excuse me. All right, first, you're drunk. I'm thinking your coordination might not be.
Hey, can he breathe into this?
Yeah. All right. Man in Kennington, England, shot twice in the head and managed to still drive his car. Police pulled him over for driving erratically and found that he had been shot in the right forehead and right cheek. They called an ambulance. He's in critical condition. When searching the man's car, police found a gub and bullet holes in the passenger door, but the man wouldn't tell them where the shooting occurred or who did the shooting.
That's a little odd.
Yeah. Bejewel Johnson, 32 years old, serving a 40-year sentence for manslaughter and illegal possession of a firearm at the Dixon Correctional Institution in Jackson, Louisiana. When officials messed up and forgot to put that manslaughter charge on his transfer papers. So he was put in East Feliciana Parish Jail for assault on a corrections officer, then was released on a $10,000 bond because they didn't know about the manslaughter charge. All it says is that they have issued a rearrest warrant. Doesn't say they have him. So,
yikes.
Yeah, that's a little uh-oh, little dang.
Wowzers.
Wish we'd have gotten that one taken care of. Russian scientists say they are making progress in the search for a youth potion by investigating a bacteria known as Bacillus F, which has remained alive in the permafrost for millions of years. Experiments are underway on mice and human blood cells, but the man who made the discovery says he injected himself with the ancient bacteria. Uh-huh. Anatoly Bruknov of the Moscow State University said he has become a guinea pig for the bacteria. Says that after he injected himself, he started to work harder with more energy, and he's not had a flu shot in 2 years. Again, okay.
Anecdotal at best.
Yeah, and again, Russian anecdotal.
that's how they pronounce anecdotal.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm not, antidotal. Yeah, I remember him. great chess player. Panhandlers across Albuquerque may soon find a van pulling up next to them, and instead of offering a quick buck, they may be offered employment for the day. Ha ha. You'll see homeless people running from the vans.
No, leave me alone.
As part of the pilot program, panhandlers who are willing may be able to earn $9 an hour for working on such things as city beautification projects and weed and litter control.
Cool.
I think so. The van will pick up the panhandlers early. All right, first, we're going to have to come up with another name.
Panhandler doesn't work for you?
No. Albuquerqueans,
underemployed Albuquerqueans.
Something like
urban
that.
Urban outdoorsmen?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that as well.
Yeah. Street monetary solicitation specialists. How's that?
Ooh.
Yeah. The van will pick up the panhandlers earlier in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays. At the end of the workday, the van will take them to a partner hospital where they will be paid in cash, and staff will connect them with services for food, temporary shelter, substance abuse, mental health issues, and housing.
Hmm.
Goal is to transfer them to full-time employment. Again, good start. Don't know exactly where we go with that, but a good start.
It reminds me kind of the old WPA stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's stuff that needs to be done.
So might as well pay them to do it.
Right. We need some hands out there, and so we get these folks and who are otherwise indisposed and put them to work. All right, here are the two things that you like put together for breakfast. See how this works out.
Okay.
Massachusetts company called Steam, that's with two E's, mixing powdered green coffee beans with peanut butter.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. So caffeine.
Well, yeah,
peanut butter.
Exactly. Oh. Only enough time to make either a slice of toast or a pot of coffee. So now you get the caffeine kick with the new caffeinated peanut butter. Don't let the kids get near this. Will not be good.
Believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Brian Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merlin.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 8 till, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Sandra Bullock headed to the Midwest with her new boyfriend? Maybe so, sources tell the National Enquirer. So it must be true.
Sure.
That her father, John, getting on in years at 91, she thinks she should move her home up to Wyoming, along with her new boyfriend, Brian Randall. Meanwhile, maybe freelancing as a cocktail waitress. Well, kind of. There's a bar up there called the Million Dollar Cowboy, and she's looking to buy it for $10 million.
So, holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a bar.
It must be doing well. It must be doing well. Cops in Asheville, Ohio, say a Facebook page made their job a lot easier when John Mogan and his girlfriend posted photos on Facebook of themselves posing with big wads of cash. Yep, you guessed it. He and his girlfriend were arrested in mid-August for robbing a bank when they began posting photos of the cash on Facebook just 4 days after the robbery. Some of them showing John pretending to eat the money or use it as a telephone. God, what idiots. they deserve to be caught.
Yes.
The Smoke and Gun reports John had just gotten out of prison the month before bank robbery. There you go. Hun, they're going to send you man back to the joint, just letting you know about that.
But, baby.
Yeah. So, you hate TV commercials. Who doesn't, right? Put your money in radio.
Radio, yes, absolutely. Okay.
So, the commercials, skip or fast-forward buttons on DVRs are really cool, except usually you have to press them multiple times. I finally got to the point where I've got the timing down pretty well. Okay.
Absolutely. It is a skill.
All right. Now, TiVo has a new DVR called Bolt.
Oh.
One press will skip the entire commercial break when users watch recordings. TiVo will tag the start and the end of the commercial breaks so that viewers can skip that section when watching on their recordings. The feature will work with about 20 over-the-air and cable channels, including the major broadcast networks, mostly during primetime hours. Dish has a similar feature on its Hopper DVR, which is prompting lawsuits from several TV channels, I betcha. But Dish has been settling some of those commercial skipping features and is blocked in its first 7 days after the program is broadcast on CBS O&O's. TiVo claims that it won't have legal issues because it won't auto-enable the commercial break skip feature. Users will have to press the skip manually. TiVo Bolt also has a quick mode that plays back recordings 30% faster.
Wow.
The pitch on the audio is adjusted using software so that it won't sound odd. With this, the commercial skipping, it will be possible to watch an hour-long show in roughly half an hour.
I think TBS or TNT was doing that. Whoever was rebroadcasting Seinfeld
was doing
that.
Yes, TBS. TBS did that.
I did the commentary on that.
Yeah. And we used to have something like that, but it was with the VCR. It was the VCR Plus.
Yeah.
And it would detect the little blink of blackness between the show and the commercials, and it would just not record that.
Well, in the first to go back to the very first VCRs, one of the features they had was skip, and what it would do is it would skip 30-second intervals.
Uh-huh.
So that was, you know, kind of neat. But also to go way, 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 way back to my television days, the first editing bench that we had would allow us to do that, in that we could still hear the audio, and it would make the adjustment. That was technology.
Oh, that's cool.
God, I don't know. That was 37 years ago, I guess, that they did that. But anyway, that was kind of cool. All right, when you search for anything on Google, the top results are often paid results.
Right.
So a search for the keyword bike repair shop will include a few ads for your local area, you know, repair places, So can you guess which category dominates the keyword search on Google?
No.
Attorneys. And the single most expensive paid search term so far in 2015 is San Antonio Rec Attorney, which costs advertisers $670 every time a person searched on Google clicks on that term. That's number one.
What?
Yep. Number two is Accident Attorney Riverside, Virginia at $626. Personal Attorney Colorado, $550. Top Personal Injury Attorneys, $550. Motorcycle Attorney Los Angeles, $550. Structure Settlements, about $540. Car Accident Attorney Orange County, $500. Austin Drug Rehab. Why are we not like Austin? That's $406. An Orange County accident attorney. So basically, you got a structured settlement in there and drug rehab in Austin. Aside from that, everything else in the top nine is attorney.
Jeez.
Interesting.
Per click.
I kind of like the idea. Yeah, per click. I kind of like the idea that drug rehab. Go hit those attorneys just over and over. Boom, 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 boom. What do you think? I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. You shouldn't do that. Police departments around the world reminding citizens that they should not call 911 when Facebook goes out. Houston, Kingston, England, Queensland, Australia, cops from all over posting on Facebook, when outages occur, there is nothing local police can do. Leave us alone to fight crime. We're not going to fix your stinking Facebook page.
Jeez.
Good luck with that. Not going to work well.
It's probably from all the people posting on Facebook saying, you cannot sublicense my information.
Yeah, right. So anyhow, just know that it's, they probably have, and you know, they probably ought to put a new post out every day because people won't pay attention. They won't see that. All right. Bad news. Soap Opera with Swords fans. Rumors of a movie.
Hang on. Are you giving something away here?
No, I don't think so. Okay. They're not going to do a movie.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to do a movie. UK's Daily Star claimed that the series creator George R.R. Martin, speaking at HBO's Emmys After Party, revealed that his world would be coming to the big screen. He says, they ain't right.
Hmm.
Are you disappointed?
Nah.
Yeah, no. Well, and, you know, he's still making money doing what he's doing, so why should he change what he's
doing? 8 one-hour shows once a week for a little portion of the year is pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. He's been here, you know. we have his library coming. Quiz Up. Do we know what Quiz Up is?
I've heard of it.
NBC has revealed that a new 10-episode trivia show based on the popular app Quiz Up is in the works. Show will put in-studio contestants into direct competition with viewers at home using their mobile devices.
That's pretty cool.
It is good. Well, except if you've got dial-up.
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
I think technically all cell phones are dial-up.
Oh, that's probably right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. All right. On this date in history. Oh, by the way, before we start, daylight saving time ends November 1st. Just make a note.
That's a month from today.
Okay. Yeah. 1896, the U.S. Post Office established rural free delivery. Henry Ford introduced the Model T. That's why this is Model T Day. Cost $825.
Wow. Holy cow.
Johnny Carson debuted as the regular host of The Tonight Show in 1962. Walt Disney World opened in Orlando in 1971. In 1982, the first compact disc player went on sale.
Oy vey.
$625. Whoa. And in Malaysia in 2008, hijackers robbed a van, $1.3 million, but they had to leave the money because it wouldn't fit in their car. WTAW, College Station, Brian.